All right, we'll forego the headlines here. Why? Well, police in full yesterday, launching a massive search in Manorville's connection with the Gilgo Beach homicide investigation. They were joined by other enforcement agencies as well. Here to discuss, he's been on it since day one. You know him well, my colleague Frank McKay, who does a wonderful job, especially on Wednesdays with Lisk, Lawyer and Serial Killer, ongoing series. No one more knowledgeable than Mr. McKay to join us right now. We appreciate it. All amidst some family situations, we do appreciate your time, my friend, and love to all at home. Quite a scene, and I tell you, my phone lit up, and you know, I had a name in mind, Frank, that came right off the bat. You kind of you confirmed it or whatever. It could be, but we don't know. But all in all, an interesting scene in Manorville. Go ahead, my friend. Welcome.
Yeah, I think you're on the same wavelength as I am, and the name is John Bitroff.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I've felt for a while, and again, keep in mind, this is with no inside information. I don't have any inside information, and if I ask Ray Kearney, who you and I both have a great deal of respect for, he's going to tell me to jump in a lake. You know, he's close to the vest on many things, but the one thing I know for sure is the four women that Rex Huerman is charged with, they've got him on, right? And there's no question they feel that they've got him on. Now, when you talk about the Gilgo victim, you know, you usually extend it out to 10 individuals, and four of those individuals are going to have nothing to do with Rex Huerman, but Mike Brown, who basically at this point, and Mike Brown, again, is for those who don't know, is the defense attorney for Rex Huerman. Mike Brown needs to confuse the situation, just like Johnny Cochran and Robert Shapiro and Barry.
Yeah.
Just like all of those guys needed to confuse the situation. He really needs to confuse the situation, because Rex Huerman, I think, is dead to rights on these four. But because we, you know, like even, you know, myself, say myself in the media, in this case, the broadcast media, have been talking about, you know, all the different theories and cover-ups and everything, which I'm standing by. I mean, I clearly Steve Ballone and Tom Spoda and Jimmy Burke did not want this investigated. If it was investigated, we would be talking about this conversation, Jay, you and I would be talking about this 10 years ago, not at this particular junction. But at this point, I believe what's going to happen, and this is just all my own speculation and investigation or whatever you want to call it, Rex Huerman is going to be charged with those four murders. Of course, he's being charged with those four murders. I think he's going to get, there are going to be other bodies and other victims that are going to be tied to Huerman. And I also think that out of state, and I believe possibly South Carolina, we're going to hear about some victims being tied to Rex Huerman. But not the four that were found, the three, I should say, that were found in and around Manorville. Instead, I believe those are going to be charged to Bitroff. Now, what may have happened yesterday is, and again, this is just pure speculation, and if Kearney's listening to this, he might be snickering at this, or Alan Bodie, his right hand, might be snickering at this as I say it, because maybe I'm all wet. But what I believe is that that John Bitroff is ultimately going to be charged with the death of Valerie Mack.
Mm.
Valerie Mack was found, and I could be off on the exact position, was found 250 feet from where Baby Doe was found. And about 400 feet away was Jessica Taylor, if I have that name correct. And Jessica Taylor. And Baby Mack's mother, biological mother, is Peaches. Now, she was found in Hempstead. She was found by Jones Beach somewhere, and she was found without a head, and Peaches was African American, and they call her Peaches, or they nicknamed her Peaches because she has a tattoo of peaches on her left breast. Now, she's the biological mother of baby Doe, who was roughly, you know, 18 months to 3 years old. In my mind, there's no way that the same person didn't murder the baby and mother. It's just, you know, they're in two different locations. So I believe whoever's tied to Valerie Mack is tied to those other three murders. And I've got to believe it's John Bitroff. And what they may be doing yesterday, what may have been happening yesterday, is they're probably trying to find additional either parts, body parts, or victims in that area. And maybe they plan on charging Bitroff, who's already in prison for killing two sex workers. He's already been convicted. Maybe they plan on announcing that they're going to tie those to John Bitroff. And I would think that the reason they're going to do that is because if it comes up later, Mike Brown will say, well, what about all these other victims? They're not charging Rex with that. Therefore, Jimmy Burke, who, by the way, Mike Brown just requested, as we all know, just requested the FBI files on Jimmy Burke. Maybe Jimmy Burke and Steve Ballone are covering up these particular, murders, and maybe Rex Huerman is just being thrown to the wolves to protect Jimmy Burke or a friend of Steve Ballone or whatever. Anyway, that's my kind of broad view of it.
No, it's a good view. And Frank, great minds think alike, I guess, because Bill Troff came. That was the first thing that came to my mind. You know, I got a couple of calls yesterday when everything was unveiled and, you know, we were talking and everything else. Bitroff, I mean, he was a carpenter. He's currently serving a sentence of at least, 50 years for strangling those two sex workers, Tangredi and McNamee. He's a guy who is from that Manorville area, lived in the area, targeted sex workers, and murdered them in a way that was quite similar to some of the other victims, you know, as far as, you know, if Valerie Mack is the individual again, that's something they're going to look very closely with as far as John Bitroff is concerned. You know, one thing, and you brought up Jimmy Burke, and of course, the attorney representing Rex Huerman. I mean, he's doing a smart thing here, folks. And he wants to see all of the documents involved regarding Jimmy Burke. And listen, we all know the history of Jimmy Burke here. And Michael Brown is trying to find that one loophole, Frank, that will cast a iota, maybe, of a shadow of doubt. That's all you need for one juror potentially to be a little hazy as far as Huerman's involvement and everything else. And he's doing the right thing because, let's face it, Jimmy Burke's been well-protected, we know, and we all know the history of Jimmy Burke in and around that area. You know, you go to the Rickenbacker woman, you could certainly go to the dismissal of the feds during the early stages here. I mean, there's still a ton of questions regarding James Burke and his involvement in this.
Yeah, and look, Mike Brown knows everything that we've been saying. I'm sure Mike Brown has recorded and he's listening to, and he's going to throw it out there. And I feel terrible in one sense because much of what we started saying, you, myself, Tom Shalero, and folks on LI News Radio, who, by the way, I'm going to just repeat this. Nobody was covering this while we were covering it. And somebody said to me yesterday that News 12 was all over this yesterday. And I said, you know, geez, now they are. Not 14 years ago, they weren't all over this. And Newsday wasn't all over this. So News 12 and Newsday, I know they're into it now because you got a competent DA and he's charged somebody with at least four of the murders. And now they're all over it. But for a long time, Steve Ballone, a former county executive, and Jimmy Burke, the former police chief, who Steve Ballone appointed, was successfully turning this into a cold case. And they had turned this into a cold case. And the one other point that Mike Brown is going to bring up, I'm sure. And I'm, you know, trust me, I'm not saying anything that he hasn't thought of before. But our former district attorney, kind of a hapless guy, Tim Stinney, who Ray Tierney crushed in the election. But Tim Stinney, when Rex Heuermann was arrested, he raced to be in front of the cameras. He wasn't thinking. And basically what he said on Fox News and Court TV is that James Burke, the former police chief, and Tom Spoda, the former district attorney, actively obstructed the Gilgo Beach serial killing murder. And I'm paraphrasing maybe a little bit, but that's almost exactly what he said. And the murder investigations were actively obstructed by the former DA and the former police chief. Now, when he said that, he didn't realize that he's now going to be called, right? He's put himself in a position where he has to be called, and he's going to be asked, well, why didn't you charge them with that? If you knew that, you were the district attorney for 4 years, and you were also you were the deputy commissioner of public safety for a while. You could have fired Jimmy Burke. Why didn't you fire Jimmy Burke if you thought he was actively obstructing it? So Mike Brown is going to bring this up. And as you so aptly put, he just needs one person to cloud on the jury. And he just needs one person to say, you know what? Mike Brown's right. Where's Jimmy Burke been into all of this? Where's Steve Ballone and even the former DA, even dopey Tim Stinney, said they actively obstructed it. Why now is Rex Heuermann? You know, all he needs is one person to be confused by all of this and say, you know what? I'm not convinced. And then he hangs the jury.
No doubt about it. And he sabotaged. And there's no question in my mind that Burke sabotaged the investigation to cover up his own illicit behavior, whether that's indulging in sex workers or drug use. You know, listen, pick your poison there, folks. But the fact of the matter is that certainly was the case. And that's why no stone not to be turned as far as Mike Brown is concerned. And again, he just wants to put a little bit of a situation in the heads of a potential juror in order to, you know, somehow alleviate the pressure of his own client right now in Rex Heuermann. So, listen, the beat goes on and everything else. And by the way, you know, you bring up Sini and that famous line, I'll never forget, Frank, when they did that Newsday Town Hall, when he basically, you know, put forth that he was off the investigation. Well, if he's off, then who the hell is on? You know, I mean, Ray Diddy, you know, his head, you know, in complete surprise, his face complete surprise by that comment. That will still go down in Long Island lore, so to speak, regarding this whole thing. But, you know, listen, we'll see what happens. But never a dull day, never a dull day as far as what could be taking place here. And certainly Bitroff, a lot of questions there. Bissett as well. Remember John Bissett and everything else with the nursery. There is still a lot of tie-ins to be had here in this revolving door of an investigation, Frank.
Yeah, and the one thing I want to credit you 100%, you're the one person who brings this up about Tim Stinney. Everyone forgets that he says that. You never see it in Newsday. You never see it on News 12. But you're the one who brings that up, and it's so unbelievable. You know, where was he? If he's not on the investigation, who was investigating Gilgo? And it seems like nobody was. Until Ray Tierney came in, he took a cold case and he nailed Heuermann at least on four of the murders. So I think, and again, just to kind of circle back to where we are and why we're talking about this again today is because I believe if we're right and it is Bitroff that they're looking at and those four murders, and I'm counting Peaches, who wasn't found in Manorville, but she was the biological mother of baby Doe, of the toddler. So it would be impossible for me to believe that she was killed by a different person than who killed, you know, tragically killed her baby. And having said that, if we're right about this, then we are looking at possibly Bitroff being being charged, which, by the way, it would be a much easier trial. He's already in prison for the convictions of two sex workers.
Yeah.
But we might be looking at Bitroff taking center stage before Rex even gets to trial, which would be a departure from anything we were thinking was going to happen. But we're looking at high drama. What we saw yesterday is high drama, because if we're right, it changes the dynamic of what we're looking at as far as Gilgo, and we're looking at a dual murderer situation already, at least a dual murderer situation in the Gilgo Beach serial killings.
No question. No question. Very interesting events. You know, you go back 7 years or so when Robin Bencovilla really, you know, stirred up the whole investigation by introducing then a potential suspect. And that, of course, that individual, folks, was John Biltrop, the carpenter, currently serving a sentence of at least 50 years for the strangling of two sex workers, Colleen McNamee and Rita Tangredi. They happened in the 90s. But this is a guy, by the way, who did not get caught, remember now, until I do believe 2014. So very interesting. One last point on my end. Elections do matter, right, Frank? With a new DA by the name of Ray Tierney and a new county executive by the name of Ed Romaine. And if you think elections don't matter, look at the previous two positions there held by you-know-who. They matter, folks. They matter. Frank McKay, he matters. Especially Wednesday mornings for 11 o'clock, the Lisk serial killings of Gilgo. Nobody does it better than Frank McKay. Frank, I really appreciate a couple of minutes. Very busy man you are today. Much love to family members with what you're going through. And a very happy birthday, by the way, to your daughter, too.
Ah, thank you very much. Jay, thanks for having me.